We just commend ourselves to the Lord. O Lord, we do thank thee that this night we have been in thy presence. And we thank thee now, Lord, that we can come as a believing people and gather around this table, which speaks so clearly to us, that we can draw nigh with confidence, knowing that here, though we touch and handle things unseen, we come to remember our Saviour. And so, Lord, help us each one to remember him with whom we have to do, and to cast our care upon him and feel his presence and be drawn closer, so that we know what it is to be nearer, still nearer to our Saviour. For Christ's sake, amen. We come and we gather around the table, and each one of us has come many different ways to this point. The Lord spoke to us and drew us to him in many, many different ways. And yet we come to the one point, that we come before the Saviour. And we think back to what we were, and we think now what we are now. And I often think of those words by George Herbert when he says, "All ye that pass by, whose eyes and mind to worldly things are sharp, but to me blind, I that took eyes that I might you find, was ever grief like mine." And we are a found people. And only as a found people can we come and partake of these elements. As we've said before, they confer no benefit in and of themselves, but only as we partake by faith do we derive benefit to our lives and to our souls. So it is a sacrament for the believer and not for the unbeliever. They have no place here. They can look on, but they cannot partake. So with that in mind, let us remind ourselves of those words of the Apostle Paul. "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it, and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, and often ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body."